Kirk Becker, Kirk, K-I-R-K, Becker, B-E-C-K-E-R. Date of birth is 12/21/1954. This is for date of service 10/20/2022. Mr. Becker is a 67-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his hypothyroidism management. He was initially diagnosed with a multinodular goiter, and he had two dominant nodules on the right side measuring 2.0 centimeters by 1.7 centimeters. Then he got an FNA biopsy of both of these nodules, and the results were indeterminate and were sent out for genetic testing, indicating a probable 50% malignancy rate. As a result of this probability, the patient ended up having a right thyroidectomy in March of 2022. He has a history of osteoarthritis. The patient also reports a history of exposure to some nuclear energy at times during his job in the military period. He reports occasional fatigue. He denies any dry skin or heart palpitations. He denies any tremors. He denies any changes in his hair, skin, or nails. His labs were reviewed in his labs back in August, showed a TSH of 0.85, free T4 of 1.1, the patient is inquiring about possibly reducing his thyroid medication. Plan number one for his hypothyroidism, status post right thyroidectomy secondary to nodules that were removed that had an indeterminate pathology. At the time, those nodules measured 2.0 by 1.7 centimeters. He had a right thyroidectomy in March of 2022. The patient would see if he could get by with reducing his thyroid medication. He states that his goal is to get off of the thyroid medication. At this point, I recommend to the patient that he should stay on thyroid hormone replacement therapy, and I will adjust his dose down to Synthroid brand name 100 micrograms daily and recheck a thyroid function panel in 6 to 8 weeks. Next summer, we will consider a follow-up next soft tissue ultrasound to assess the thyroid bed and also assess the status of the left thyroid gland. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.